260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to Parkview nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City sluggers. Little homies with a dream. Wow. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say it.
Say it. 260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
Parkview Field, see the 10 caps play. Sunset sitting on the third baseline all day. Cold drink, crowd buzz, first pitch in the dirt. Whole city in the stands, rocking same logo shirts. DC talking with the voices that we grew up around. Ground crew to the coaches that protected the mound. If you ever felt that pressure with two strikes and two out, you already know the feeling of the 260 Dugout. Yeah,
it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't ever gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say it.
Yeah. 260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
From the backstop fence to the radio waves.
Radio waves.
Every small town spark, every big league craze.
Big league craze.
If you ever caught hope in the palm of your hand, you part of this story, you part of this land.
It's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cap, we ain't ever gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Hey.
260 Dugout.
DC.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Before we get started, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts are available. Make us one of your favorites by subscribing to keep up with the podcast. And if you're on Apple, go ahead and scroll on down all the way to the bottom, click write a review, and let us know what you are thinking of this show. Also, you can rate on Spotify as well. We have some Spotify listeners, so if you're on there, you can leave us a review on there as well. Be sure to follow us on all social media platforms. Just search the 260 Dugout, and you will be able to find us. We're on Instagram, we are on X, and we have a Facebook page as well, and you can follow me at DC Hendricks. And of course, our sponsors as well. This podcast doesn't happen and isn't possible without our sponsors. So search them up and support them as well. GSP Hitting, Old Fort Baseball Company, and our good friends at McMahon's Best One Auto. So as we get into this podcast today, we are at sectionals week. And you know, baseball sectionals is already underway. Got to watch the game last night. Got to see Snyder and Northrop in a close battle right over at Carroll High School. So we are already underway. Indy School is underway. And I wanted to get a big guest. So last year we got to talk to Cooper Trinkle from Prep Baseball Indiana. And this year I wanted to get someone else that also does some great work for Prep Baseball Indiana. So we got Connor Madding joining the podcast. Connor, what's going on? Thanks for coming on.
What's going on, DC? I appreciate you having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming on. So before we even get started and talking, you know, get into the sectionals discussion, I'm curious, you know, I wanted to highlight exactly what you do for Prep Baseball Indiana.
Yep. So I'm kind of our Swiss Army knife, I'd say. My title is kind of operations, social, and then I scout too. So any graphics you see or anything going out on social, like throughout the week, that's usually me. Cooper's our scouting guy. I scout too, but I do a bunch of our back end stuff and scout, help with showcases, a little bit of everything.
So with scouting, so that you guys basically come together, and is that how you guys come up with the rankings? You guys come together collectively and, you know, put those together. How does that process play out?
Yep, every Sunday, Monday, we got a sheet, and we got what all the teams did. We got all their records, and me and him just go through it and figure out what we think is best for that certain week. It's tough sometimes, but, yeah, we do that every Sunday, get it out on Monday.
Yeah, for so long, I told Cooper this last year, I said for so long, Prep Baseball Indiana is all we had for covering the state of baseball. I felt like that was all we had for the longest. And you guys, you know, set the landscape for, you know, people like me, you know, that are trying to cover at least the Fort Wayne area. But you guys are, you know, are very helpful even today with, you know, the rankings, keeping up with top prospects. And so I was curious to know, how do you differentiate, like, you know, because obviously there's the top programs are going to have top players. You know, that's usually the case. You know, Center Grove always is going to have, you know, one or two guys that are top level prospects and Crown Point. But how do you guys differentiate? And is it when they come to the showcases? How do you get to see some of these, you know, guys from kind of the lesser programs?
Yeah, so we'll go out and see the lesser programs too. Obviously, we're going to see the big time guys because we need to see them. But just following on social media, showcases are huge. Like, we go up to Fort Wayne, we go up to Evans, we go everywhere throughout the state and just getting some numbers on those guys and seeing them, because we can't go to every school in the state. But just following along on social, see who's doing well. It's a bunch of different avenues to find them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I love it. You guys do a great job of keeping up on that all across Indiana. So I did, you know, to start this discussion, I got to see your guys' sectional picks. So before we get to the Fort Wayne area, you know, obviously, you know, Center Grove's on top. You know, they're loaded. I think everyone pretty much knows Center Grove is pretty much loaded for the next couple of years. Crown Point, I know, is another good team. And that's just, you know, one class. But going across the state, I guess let's start with the Indy area. Who are some teams to watch in the Indy area, and why are they a team to watch? And who are some of the players to keep an eye on as well?
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'll go to 3A real quick. Garin Catholic is a really talented squad. If we were to put like a Power 25 with the top teams in the state, they'd be 3, 4, or 5. They'd be up there in the top 5. They're really talented. Ian Taylor's having a big year, a senior committed to George Mason. They got 3 to 4 really good arms on the bump and some good young ones after that. Tate Troxel, Luke Gremmelsbacher, and Harrison Hack's been really good for them as well. Cathedral's good in 3A. They're always loaded. University in 2A is a good squad. They're old. Beckett Suh, Ryan Kastetter, Cooper Kamick. They got a sophomore, Finn Steiner, who's been really good for them on the bump. And then to go back to 4A, I like Noblesville. Their arms are loaded. I'm actually going to see them tonight. They're going up against Zionsville in a big battle, 7:30. Davis Moore versus Beckett Doan would be an awesome game. Nobles was loaded with arms. Who else we got? Plainfield's had a good year up in Indy. But, yeah, I'd say watch out for those teams.
Yeah, so for some of the players to watch, you know, and I've actually got to – because I do a little bit of work for Indiana Preps as well. So I've been able to, you know, highlight a couple of guys. You know, Hudson Devon is a guy that I got to talk to early on in the season, who's going to Bama. I also got to highlight Drake McClurg. I got to interview him and highlight him. I got to highlight a couple of players, but who are some of the top players to watch? You know, guys that, you know, are in the top of the rankings on your guys' list that, you know, are as advertised and players to watch going into the tournament.
Yep, I'll start with Sean Dunlap from Crown Point. He's a senior catcher committed to Tennessee. He's been having an awesome spring, fun to watch. There's a bunch of scouts out at every game. Like, he's got a shot to get taken pretty high. Same with Gannon Grant, who's also committed to Tennessee. He's an arm over at Center Grove. He actually threw an inning last night. He was 94-97 with low 80s, like, banger slider. Like, the dude can really spin it and get out. Obviously, Snavely up there at Fort Wayne Snyder. I know you know a bunch about him.
Yep.
And then also, like, some young guys, Adler Kellums at Fort Wayne Carroll's having a great year for those guys.
Yeah, definitely. Snavely got the – I'm sure you've seen it, but homered last night. So I was watching that game. So, yeah, definitely loaded with talent all across the state. So going into the sectional picks, just wanted to briefly talk about that. I know you guys put that out. Did you have any big-time upsets or anything that, you know, people may see your predictions and be like, whoa, really?
Not really. I think one that I hit on last night, it's not done yet, but Goshen and Warsaw. Mm-hmm. Dalton and Cooper both took Warsaw, and Goshen won. I don't know if you saw the clip, but it was pretty awesome. Braxton Klein had the steal of home to win it. But I didn't have any major upsets this year. Usually I'll take some, but this year I was pretty, I think, by the bookish, you'd say.
Yeah, sectionals is usually, you know, when you go by the book. And then after that is where it can get a little dicey when you start getting the regional play. And, you know, because, you know how baseball works any given day. Once you get past that, anything can happen. So Fort Wayne area, who are some teams that you look at? And, you know, I've told people from the start, you know, I knew DeKalb was going to be one of those teams that I think to watch definitely next year because they're loaded with juniors. So they'll be back again next year. You know, Snyder's a team to watch with Snavely. The storyline with them is, you know, they lost a lot too with Brandon Logan and losing Landon Fry. So
they're young.
They're young. So they're are they going to well, be right? able – we got Carroll on Monday for the sectional championship. So it's going to be a tough matchup right there. But I also look at Homestead, obviously, who's climbing your rankings, rightfully so.
Yeah.
You got Canterbury, who's down in 1A. Norwell's a team to watch. Did I miss any? Who are some teams that you're looking at in the Fort Wayne area that are on your list?
I think Blackhawk Christian, too. I've got a young arm, Max Warner, that's had a really good year. I picked them, I believe, to beat Canterbury. Yeah, Dalton picked Canterbury and Mancoop picked Blackhawk Christian. I think it starts with Homestead and those arms. They're always loaded. Every year you look up, you're just waiting for the next Homestead arm to come through. They're really good this year, and they got the bats with Bardwell, and the arms can hit too with Charlie and Luke Haley. And Eli Schoppel has had a really good year, uncommitted 27 that we've really liked. I think Columbia City up there too is a good team I've seen. Trey Deckman looked really good when I saw him. That the Cab Garrett game tonight is going to be a good game. We got a guy heading up there for that game. Lucas Collins versus Miles Brockhouse. I would assume that's how both teams are going to go. Brockhouse has been carving, and Lucas Collins can run it up there pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that game. I don't know though, because Leo's pretty good at the top too. So don't count Angola out with the Surrey Twins too.
That's what I love about this area is like we usually have like a few teams that are, you know, possible deep runs, but this year it feels like there's more teams than usual that could make that run. But if I were to kind of put you on the spot and say and ask you that you had to give me one team, and you can give me more if you want, but because that's everyone's question. Everybody asks me, is there anyone that can make a run to state? And it's like impossible to tell, but I always do give them a few teams. If I were to put you on the spot and ask you that, any team from our area that could possibly make a state run?
I would have to start with Homestead coming up from the north. When you got good arms like that, pitching and defense is going to get you through in the playoffs. With Charlie can beat anybody in the state. I think they would have to go through Crown Point at semi-state probably. That'd be tough, but I feel like Homestead can definitely make a run. When you've got arms, it's easy to win.
Plus they already beat Crown Point.
I know. Yeah, true.
That's the team I tell everyone to. And then the underrated one, I guess not really underrated, but I do say DeKalb as well.
Yeah.
And if I say – and when I say DeKalb, too, I say if not this year, then next year for certain.
Yeah, because with Drake Hall, Brady Vince, Brockhouse, left-hander on the mound, like they got a good, solid squad there, and they're all coming back next year.
Yeah, so talk while we're talking about Fort Wayne, you know, area teams and players, talking about some of the uncommitted guys – you know, I try my best to use my platform to help these guys, you know, help lift them up, try to get them, you know, if I got like a video or something or them, kind of like you guys do.
Yeah.
Just try to help them as much as I can because there's a lot of talent here. You mentioned Chappelle, who's been I really don't know how he's still uncommitted. He's probably just fielding offers at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But who are some of the uncommitted guys? You know, we talk a lot about the guys that are already committed, but who are some of the top uncommitted guys from our area that you've been liking?
Yeah, I'll start with three Homestead guys. Shane Bardwell is an uncommitted left-handed hitting outfielder with really good bat-to-ball skills. He's had a really good year. We're high on him. Chappelle, like we talked about, he can really spin it. He's athletic. There's room to add weight. Luke Haley is another arm from Homestead. He's a righty. We've seen him in the upper 80s throwing multiple pitches for strikes. Miles Brockhouse is currently the top uncommitted lefty on our board, and he's over there at the Cab. He can spin it. It's a bigger kid, throws strikes, and he can really spin it. So those are some guys up from Fort Wayne that are pretty highly uncommitted.
So have you – I know you made sectional picks. Have you? Did you guys go any further than that, or did you just stop at sectional so far?
We stopped at sectionals. We'll do regionals next week, semi-state after that, and then state after that. I think last year we did – so on our sectional show, I brought up, like, let's just make state picks, and we did that. They didn't work out because I think me and Cooper probably took Center Grove. But, yeah, we just did sectionals for now. We'll do regionals next week. If you, who would you – who do you got? 4A.
Yeah, so I was. Yeah, 4A. That's where I was going to go through them for sectional champions. I wanted to go through them with you as well. But, you know, I tend to just focus on the Fort Wayne area team. So yeah. The Carroll sectional is where I would start. Who did you have in the Carroll sectional?
I took Carroll to beat Snyder. I just think they're a little bit older. Obviously, they got the young pieces with Adler and Cooper Nichols, but I think they're a little bit older top to bottom. Snyder can obviously very easily win that. I think they'll probably have Keck or somebody going and then the championship versus probably Aiden Steven, I think. He's been having a really good year for Carroll, and they're just a little younger, but obviously with Snavely and Gideon, they've got a bunch of firepower enough to win it. But, yeah, I went with Carroll.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Snyder. That's going to be a big game. I know I got a little bit nervous last night, admittedly, against Northrop. Started losing it a little bit towards the end and gave up a few runs in the last inning, but I got Snyder in the Carroll sectional. So going over to sectional six, the Southside bracket, which I'm a Southside Archer alum. That's pretty much Homestead, right? Yeah. I assume we all, okay.
But
yeah,
I don't count out Huntington North because those dudes, they've had a good year. I
interviewed Coach Brimberry last week.
Yeah. They're like 19-5 or something. They got a bunch of good young players that we like, and they've been winning. Like, so I wouldn't count Huntington North totally out because you never know what can happen in baseball.
That's true. That's another team I kind of put in the same category as the Cal, that if not this year, next year.
Yeah, like they got Hudson Walker's an arm we like. Cooper Smock, catcher for them, I think is going to be a really good player.
As a freshman, watch him play against Carroll. He's got a good arm for a freshman.
He's fun to watch catch. And then Caden Poehler, Eli Poehler, good arms. Like, they're going to be set for the next couple of years.
Oh, I agree. That's a good bracket, I think. You know, Southside got a nice bracket there. So Homestead, Huntington North, I think, will be what would decide that one. But I'm going to roll with Homestead in that one. Another one I like that I wanted, do you have – so in the Crown Point sectional, do you have Crown Point? I know that's out of my area, but
– Yep.
Yeah, Crown Point's got to be a favorite to come out of that one. But I wanted to learn a little bit out of this bracket from you because I felt like this one's kind of loaded too. But the Noblesville bracket, I think, has got some good teams in that one. Did you have Noblesville coming out of that one?
I had Westfield because usually in this sectional, like, anybody can win this sectional. Most, like, all the teams are pretty similar. I think it's Westfield and Fishers at the top. I took Westfield because they have the bye. Mm-hmm. Then at the bottom, it's HSC and Carmel versus Noblesville and Zionsville, like I talked about tonight. I think if I were to pick a bottom team, it'd be Zionsville or Noblesville just because their arms are good. But you can make a case for each team to win this. I frankly just went with Westfield because they have a bye, and they've won the past 2 years with the bye, so I just went with history. But anybody, you can make a case for each team. Noblesville's loaded with arms. Zionsville's got star power on both sides. Carmel's beat Trinity from Kentucky, who's like a top 10 team in the country.
Yeah,
and we didn't even have Carmel ranked, but like they got catcher going to Baylor. Like they got some guys too. So it's a loaded sectional. We call it the gauntlet.
Yeah. Another one I wanted to ask you about too in 4A before we move to 3A. I wanted to ask about the Center Grove bracket as well. Morrisville, I like them too in that bracket. But is that one – tell me a little bit about the Center Grove section.
Yep, Mooresville and CG both won last night. They'll play on Saturday, I believe. What's up in there with that one is Hudson Devon hasn't pitched in like 3 weeks. committed to Alabama and Mooresville's star pitcher.
Yeah.
So we're not sure if he's going to pitch on Saturday, but if he pitches, that's going to be a heck of a showdown with Gannon versus Hudson. But yeah, if he throws, that's a – they actually had that game last year too. Me and Cooper both went to that game. It was an awesome game because both those two teams have tons of history, Center Grove and Mooresville. Coach Eric McGay at Mooresville always has the boys ready to go, and Center Grove is obviously loaded. So that's always an awesome one. I took Center Grove just because I don't know what was going on with Hudson, but Hudson could beat them. I mean, he's going to Alabama. He's up in the upper 90s. Like, you never know. So that one should be interesting to see if he throws.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. So thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, I didn't know he hasn't been pitching. I interviewed him. He must have stopped pitching after I interviewed him. Maybe I got bad luck or something. Maybe he got hurt or something after he did the interview with me.
Yeah,
it was about 3 weeks ago.
Really? Yeah, I saw him in a start versus Franklin Community, and like the fourth inning, his velo went down a little bit, and he just went out with, and it ended up being back tightness. So,
yep, I'm bad luck. Maybe I shouldn't talk to some of these kids. let's go over to 3A. There's a few brackets in here I wanted to get your prediction and opinion on. The Fairfield bracket, you mentioned Columbia City earlier. That was my pick in this bracket. Like you said, Trey Deckman, who's had all kinds of MLB programs watching him. I think he told me 20 different teams have came to see him. But Fairfield bracket, do you have Columbia City? Tell me about that one.
Yep, I took Columbia City with Trey Deckman. You got Wawasee and Fairfield at the top, and then Columbia City and Northwood play. I think they play Saturday. But Northwood, I saw that team last year. They're scrappy. They're a decent little team up there from the, I guess, is that like South Bend area-ish?
Yeah.
But yeah, I went with Columbia City.
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, one of those scrappy teams, a team that will – is scrappy as well and won the SAC this year is Bishop Dwinger Saints. And that's why bracket 21 of 3A in DeKalb, I couldn't make a decision. Sunday we were kind of making predictions a little bit on the show, on my Sunday sports show. And I have DeKalb and Dwinger in my, you know, final matchup. I don't know if I can make a decision yet. I'll let you go first to see if you can convince me otherwise, but who do you have in the DeKalb sectional?
Yeah, I went with DeKalb just because I think if they can get past Collins, I think with Brockhouse and I think with that group at the top of their lineup, I just bet on that. Bet on Brady Vince, bet on Drake Hall, Brockhouse. And they also got some other good arms besides Brockhouse. But I just went with that. If they can get through Lucas Collins tonight, I feel like if Garrett beats him, I feel like it's wide open.
Yeah, Mearhart is a guy on the mound for DeKalb too that he's good. He just hasn't, you know – Doesn't get a lot of strikeouts. Not a big strikeouts guy.
Yeah, pitch to contact.
Yeah, so that one's tough for me. That's really tough. You know,
Leo's a good team that I've seen at the top too. Nolan Butcher behind the plate blocks.
They made me nervous yesterday.
Huh?
They made me nervous yesterday. A close one in Concordia.
It was a close one. And then Jalen Keeler on the mound. They got an arm. I saw him. He's through strikes, he's really turned the corner with filling the zone and stuff's good. So they can make some noise too. That's the fun part about this is there's so many different ways this can go. And
This is what I would say is probably our most loaded bracket in terms of this area for sectionals. I think this has, you mentioned Angola earlier, DeKalb's in it. East Noble's an underrated team too. That, you know, they're scrappy too. They can, you know, if they get your worst, they could catch you as well. So I'm going to go with DeKalb as well. I know hopefully Coach Garrett isn't listening to me right now. That's my guy. But
yeah,
I got DeKalb as well. I just think I'm agreeing with you. There's too many arms. And I think that's what wins games in the postseason. You got to have the arms. And I think DeKalb has a little bit more. So I'm going DeKalb in that one as well. The Belmont sectional, Belmont Heritage, Marion, Mississinewa, New Haven, and Norwell. Who'd you have in that one?
Is that 36?
That's
22.
Yeah, Belmont Heritage, who Coach Lehrman in his final season as he's retiring. New Haven, Marion, Mississinewa, and Norwell.
Oh, yeah, I went with Norwell. I saw them this year. Dylan Chisholm on the mound for them, sophomore arm. He can
Yeah.
Really throw multiple pitches for a strike. Good feel for a changeup. Good breaking ball that he can spend whenever he wants. And, yeah, they have some older senior bats, which I like too. I saw him up in Kokomo versus Warsaw, like, the beginning of April, and I liked that squad, so I went with Norwell.
Yeah, same here. Big fan of Norwell's baseball program as well. So I picked Norwell in that one. Going to sectional 24 in Class 3A. Jay County hosting their sectional with Connersville, Delta, Hamilton Heights, Newcastle, and Yorktown. Who did you have in the Jay County sectional?
I took Delta, which was kind of an upset pick.
Yeah, it is. That's what I was looking for earlier.
Yeah, that was my upset. Yeah. but I'd say Yorktown's probably the favorite, but I went with Delta because I think they beat them in the regular season. I could be wrong. But Yorktown's obviously loaded with Sam Tokar, Caden Crooms. But yeah, they beat them twice in the regular season. So that's why I went with Delta. And they're always good. They had an arm a couple of years ago, made a little run. Like, they're always a capable squad.
I love it. Yeah, I went with Delta as well. Moving to Class 2A, I wanted to go Jay County, though. I wanted to go hometown team. But yeah, I went Delta as well. Class 2A, we're going to the sectional 35, Lakeland. Central Noble Cougars, Cherubusco's in it, Eastside, Lakeland, who had a great successful season, Prairie Heights, and Westview.
Yeah, I went with Lakeland here. They've had a good year. They're like 17-8 or something. They got a couple guys we've liked for a while. Bateman on the mound and hitting. He's had a really good year. And then Garrett Piera, I think I got his name right. But he's had a really good career there. And they're just an older squad. And I think that kind of carries some weight in the postseason. So I went with the Lakeland Lakers. Are you going the same way?
I am, yeah. I was sold watching them play Garrett last week or was it the week before. Yeah, great matchup with them. Lucas Collins was on the mound, and they hung. They were hanging in there.
Yeah.
And that's one of the top pitchers, I believe, in the area, if not the state, of his class. So if they can hang with him, I think they can handle business in that sectional. So I'm going with Lakeland in that one as well. So sectional 36, South Adams sectional. You have Adams Central, Bluffton, who's had a good season. They like to hit the ball. They hit for power, too. Got a couple power hitters, Bishop Lures, South Adams, Whitco, and Woodland.
Yep, here I went with Bluffton. I like their catcher, Axton Bestie, committed to Huntington. Good player. And then they also got an arm with Griffin Morgan, is a guy who I've liked for a while, lefty. I think he's racked up a bunch of strikeouts this year. But yeah, I like Bluffton to beat whoever comes out of the bottom, I guess. I like him beating Lures first game and then whoever comes out of the bottom.
Yeah, that one was tough. I do feel like whoever wins between Bluffton and Lures wins it. So
yeah.
I'm going Bluffton as well. I just think that power is just too much. Like, you can – and I'm not sure, you know, if Lures is going to be able to sustain that throughout a whole game. So many power hitters on this Bluffton squad. I see them catching them a couple of times. So, yeah, I'm gonna go Bluffton as well. Bestie, who I've got – I got to see him on the football field too. So I know what kind of dog he is. I'm going Bluffton in that one for sure. So that takes us to – I think that takes us to 1A now, right? The Fremont bracket. You mentioned Blackhawk Christian earlier. Them in Canterbury in the same one with Lakewood Park Christian and Fremont and Hamilton. Who do you got in the Fremont one?
Yep, I went with Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian.
They beat Canterbury this year, didn't they?
I believe so.
I think they beat them earlier this year at Canterbury.
Did they? Okay. Yeah, so, I like Max Warner on the bump. He's a guy we really like. He moves well. Kyler Wood, too, two-way guy for them. Sophomore, good player. And, yeah, they've had, I think, tournament play, got an arm going. Like, I'm rocking with the arm.
Yeah, Blackhawk beat them on May 7th, 14-3, 10-run. Okay. So, I'm going to go Canterbury to get some revenge here. I know they're young. They've been battling all season. You know, losing Reed Hayes and, you know, quality senior guys. They're still trying to battle that with their youth. But I'm gonna stick with Canterbury. I think they'll find a way to get the victory there. I know that's going to be tough, though. Blackhawk definitely got him early on in the season. Yeah. So
that was a tough pick for me because Noah Hayes, good player for Canada. Oh, yeah. Obviously his brother was a good player. And then JP Rower is a really good player. I'm assuming they'll throw JP probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good 1A matchup.
It is. I'm going to love that one.
If they get there.
Yep. I'll love that one if we get it. So tons of talent in this area. I'm looking forward to all your guys' coverage. Before we let you go, I wanted you to go ahead and promote because I know you guys, I'm a big fan of your guys' showcases and camps. And I wanted you to get the floor and promote any upcoming camps or showcases that you guys got coming up and how players can get registered if they get an invite or anything like that.
Yep. So we got three kind of open to the public, I guess. We got three or four scout days coming up here next week. But we got the Indiana Rising Stars games next week. That's for young eighth grader kids. That one's pretty much already filled. But for our high school guys, three ones are the Summer ID games, which is in July, the Top Prospect games, which is in mid-June. And then we have an open event for anybody who can't make those two dates. If it's inconvenient to make those two dates, we have an open, I think it's July 7th, Grand Park Summer ID. Anybody can come to that one. But if you want to request for the Summer ID games or the Top Prospect games, just head to our website, go to schedule, showcases, find the event you want to go to, and then request an invite.
Simple as that. Yeah, and my final question is just, I guess, a curious one. It's weird I'm going to end on this, but I'm just curious, like,
yeah.
So I do know some kids that don't play travel ball. Cause I know the scout days are generally like travel programs hosting it for the most part.
Yeah.
Like how do you guys differentiate like kids that, maybe they don't play travel ball during the summer. So the only measuring stick you have is like during the season. How do you guys go through that process, do you recommend a kid if their aspirations are to play college ball, do you recommend travel ball in the summer? That way they get more eyeballs. What do you guys recommend to players that are up and coming?
Yeah. Everybody's path is different. Not every kid's going to have the same path. And there are probably people that haven't played travel ball. But I feel like travel ball is really good because you can play the best players a lot. And when you play the best talent, you're going to get better yourself. And sometimes if you're stuck doing something in like your little bubble or something, you just get good at that. But if you expand it and play the best people everywhere, it's only going to make you better. But everybody has a different path. I'm not here to say that somebody, this is the way to do it, but there are a lot of different areas. And yeah, if there's a kid like that, seeing him in the spring, checking the stats, or if they come to a showcase, we can get their measurables, which makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of how we do that.
Yeah. And I was just curious because some kids were talking with me about that. And even parents too, we were talking about it. Cause like myself, like I can't afford travel ball during the summer. And other parents feel the same way, but I get, showcases. I always tell kids, especially cause I cover high school too, football for Indiana Preps. And kids always ask us, what's the best way to get my name out there? How do I, what would you recommend? What's your advice? I recommend, and this may be controversial to some people, I recommend showcasing camps over travel. In my personal opinion, and I say that because, and it's weird to say that because travel, it's game, right? You're playing in games, in-game situations. But I will say, I personally just think camps and showcases are better only because I feel like it's a little less pressure. And also, like, during games, like, somebody might come see you and you might just have an off game.
Yeah.
And that's their one game that they chose to come see you at.
Yeah. These showcases are the main ways to figure out a tool, like their tools. We can figure out what tools you have, then we can go and watch you play. It's a lot easier to figure out who we got to go watch and play when we're figuring out all these tools. That makes it a lot easier for us kind of to figure out who's good at what.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Which playing at the next level, you need the tools. In order to do so. So to not end on that, promote how everybody can support you guys. We'll promote the website, all the social media pages, how they can follow you. Where can they go to follow all your great work?
Yep. They can follow me on Twitter at Connor Matting. And then they can go follow Prep Baseball Report Indiana on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We're trying to hype up our TikTok. Please go like and repost our TikToks. I appreciate that.
Do that now. I didn't know you guys had a TikTok. I'm on it right now.
Yeah, we do. I think it's Prep Baseball IN, maybe. It might be Indiana. Yeah, we're trying to hype up the TikTok. We're also on YouTube. Me and Cooper have been doing a little bit more kind of podcast style YouTube things recently. So you can also follow us there. Yeah, our website, prepbaseballreport.com. You can find showcases, updates from the spring on guys that we've seen. You can see our rankings. And yeah, just a bunch of stuff on the website. But I just want to say I appreciate everything you do for Fort Wayne. It's awesome seeing some of the stuff that you get out and promote in the area.
Oh, thank you so much, Connor. And by the way, if you guys are wanting to follow on TikTok, it is all written out. It's Prep Baseball Indiana, all written out. So definitely follow them on TikTok. Get a lot of views. I know you're trying to bump it up, so you're already getting the views. Keep doing great work. I try to do my best, but you guys are still the blueprint of covering this state. Nobody does it better. I'm sure that's no shock to anyone that I say that. So you guys keep doing great work. You and Cooper and whoever else is behind the scenes, keep doing your thing, because at the end of the day, we're all here to do the same thing, and that's promote baseball in the state of Indiana. So keep doing your thing too.
Yep, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, thanks for coming on.